Well, she's a sweetheart. She's a Christian Scientist, and she believes in mind over matter. You think what you manifest. And she goes back to Mary Baker Eddy, and she was a devout Christian. She'd go to California every year on her, they called it an association, and she always went. And I was, when I think about how I was raised in that home there on Milwaukee Avenue. And I mean, that's where I was born. That's where I was raised. And when I went in the service, that was my home. I mean, and then, yeah, Jeanette and Mother, they were real close. She'd come up to see me here at Swan Lake. I mean, we'd come up to see my mother. And anyway, and I was going to say, I'm in the living room up there. And I said, Jeanette, I'd like to ask you, you tell me why you voted against the war. She was the only one out of all the legislators. And she said, my nickname was Dee Dee. And she said, Dee Dee, I proved to the world that a woman can stand up in a democracy and say no and be held accountable for. Or that in those days, a woman says something wrong, off goes the head. And so anyway, that was kind of a statement that I remember. And I think I told you, she gave me an appointment to Annapolis when I was in cadets at Wayne, Nebraska. And she gave me an appointment. And the commandant of the cadets was beside himself. He is a major. And he said, I'm not going. And, well, I had a little tit of color blindness. And I thought, geez, if I got in and I flunked out, I'd have a musket. And the last thing I wanted to do was go into the service and carry a musket. That wasn't my idea of being a military personnel.